Aircheckdownloads.com.
Seb and I both dancing around our individual handbags to that one. We'll open up the lines for Rock the Clock very shortly. That's Good Times by Chic. This is the time I love the first quarter of an hour of the program because I'm not exhausted. And by about a half past seven, I've had enough, to be honest with you. You know, I'm not used to work. This is the thing. But we have got a gigantic show lined up for you today. And we will be playing Rock the Clock. And we'll be asking if you've got any talent a little bit later on. And there is a reason for that, which I'll tell you about when I can think about it. So we will be asking you that a little bit later on. So those of you with a certain amount of talent, we want to hear from you later. Already I've got the first text of the morning is going to come from Trevor and Kay in Berkhamsted. Good morning to you, and I hope you had a good week. I had a really good week. I went to see earlier on, Monday, went to see the brand new cast in the musical Oliver. The comedian, and I can never pronounce his name right, but I think it's Omid Djalali. That's right. Oh, I got it right. I'm getting the nod of approval from Seb there. I got to do it again. I got to show off. Omid Djalali. That's right. So, something like that. Anyhow, the first one was better, actually. But he has taken over the part of Fagin, and a very good Fagin he makes as well. Rowan Atkinson, I saw him in the part, and this guy is much better and very, very good. Not as good as the original, of course, Ron Moody, who was at the Palladium many, many years ago, who was, for me, the ultimate Fagin, and, of course, he was in the film. But Omid does a wonderful performance. Nevertheless, you know, I've got to say, I prefer Dreamboats and Petticoats. You know, all the money in the world goes into a particular musical, and the scenery in Oliver is just terrific. The show is very, very good, but I find it drags a bit. I think it's probably because I've seen it so many times, the actual production of Oliver, but Dreamboats and Petticoats, you go in there, the music's fantastic, and you come out feeling really happy. Here's Percy Sledge. When a man loves a woman, that's Percy Sledge there, right here at Smooth Radio. Tony Blackburn here with you. It's 19 minutes past 7. Funny, actually, you know, when you think about it, you know, when the bride walks down the aisle and she's just about to get married, it's the old joke, isn't it? She's thinking to herself, I'll alter him. Boom. You know, going back to Oliver, I enjoyed the show very much indeed, and particularly the new Fagin, Omid, I thought was excellent in the part. But when Oliver comes on and he does that bit in the show where he says, please, sir, can I have some more? I don't know. To me, he looks pretty well fed. In fact, perhaps a few pounds off mightn't be a bad idea. 20 minutes past 7 right here at Smooth Radio. We're going to open up the lines now for Rock the Clock. We're looking for contenders for our game. The game is very simple, actually. You have a minute to answer as many questions correctly as possible. Three competitors, of course, throughout the show, and the person that gets the highest score will obviously win the CDs and DVDs. We've got that Mitchell and Webb look, Series 3 on DVD. The hit BBC series Psychoville on DVD. That's quite funny, actually. I missed most of them. The Omid Djalali, is that right? Sort of show on DVD. We got the Des O'Connor highlights DVD. We got the Eddie Cochran story, a 4-CD set with live and session recordings, and David Bowie storytellers on CD and DVD. You can win all those with Rock the Clock. So if you'd like to take part, give us a call now. The lines are open at 0845 345 1022. I must just tell you, the competition is open to the whole country. It's 5 pence a minute on a landline, and altogether now, considerably more from a mobile phone. That's kept all the authorities happy. All right then, 0845 345 1022 if you'd like to take part in Rock the Clock. I hope you'll have a go this morning, and particularly those of you who are our new listeners. We've got thousands and thousands of new listeners. Give us a call now, 0845 345 1022.
Enjoy summer.
Phil Collins, One More Night. We got an online competition on my webpage, incidentally. If you go to smoothradio.com and you click on my picture, and there's a quiz there for Guess the Year. Load of pictures up there, you go through them, and then at the end of it, you have to guess the year. I tried and failed. When you try and fail on your own webpage, you got a problem, haven't you, really? But you could well do better. See what you think. Go to www.smoothradio.com. See if you can do better than I did. I didn't get it. But at the end of the quiz, when you've seen all the pictures, it does reveal what the year is. But I've got to be honest with you, I was way out. Football seasons, well, the Premier League, I gather, you know me, I don't know a blooming thing about football, but the Premier League starts next week, and one of the leagues, or hundreds of these things, it starts today, and Zeb, who likes football, is just laughing there, but I don't know what the heck is going on, but I find it very odd starting football on August the 8th. I mean, this is the summer, it's cricket, isn't it? We got the cricket going with the Ashes, not that we're doing particularly well there, not that I know anything about cricket either. All I do know is I enjoyed Wimbledon. But apart from that, that's the only thing. 2 weeks a year, that's the only time I actually enjoy any sport whatsoever. The rest of it, I could really do without any of it. But, you've got football starting, which I can't stand. That's starting this week, and then you've got the Premier League next week. And it's just all year round now, football, isn't it? I would have thought that all the footballers, rushing around at a ridiculous sort of rate at this time of the year was ridiculous. They must get terribly hot. Anyhow, I'm too caring, but that's just me. Too caring. But it does say on the front of the papers there, football's back. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, no. Jordan is disgusting. That is the on one of the papers today. It's all to do with Peter Andre. Son asked why mum was in bed with lover. I felt like she'd stuck a knife in my heart. I think it's a shame that Peter Andre is hitting back, because up until now he's sort of behaved in a remarkably sort of restrained fashion, I think. And it's such a shame for the children, isn't it? Okay, the marriage has gone wrong, so just move on, I think. But, I suppose everything that they do has to be, either done in front of a camera or in the newspapers. It's the way it is. Rock the clock. The lines are still open for you.
I don't blame you at all.
Smokey Robinson, bit of Motown magic for a Saturday morning. I don't blame you at all. 7:34 right here at Smooth Radio. We're going to play Rock the Clock right now. And on the line we've got Mark Adams in Birmingham. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Tony.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. You?
Yeah, not bad, like a wound-up spring. Yeah, I always look forward to Saturday mornings. So we've got the weekend together, haven't we, really?
We certainly have.
That's what it's all about, and I'm looking forward to it very much indeed as well. So what are you up to this weekend?
I'm at work this morning.
What sort of work is that?
I'm a manager, credit control manager.
Are you?
Yeah, for a financial institution.
I never quite understand what a credit control manager is, to be honest with you.
I manage a team of people who chase debt, bad debt.
Oh.
And there's plenty about at the moment.
You'll be after me, then.
On your wages, I don't think so, Tony.
I wish. I gather you're a bit of a singer, is that right?
I certainly am.
Yeah, give us a quick blast, because we're looking for people with talent. We will be later on. What are you singing?
I sing Bobby Darin, Elton John.
Yeah, give us a Bobby Darin.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white.
Nice.
There you go. Thank you, Tony.
Very, very good indeed. Do you do a bit of the karaoke and all that sort of stuff?
Now and again, yes. Now and again.
Right, okay. I love it when people sing My Way.
Frank Sinatra.
They're always out of tune.
One of my favourite songs.
Difficult to sing, then.
It is.
Right. Are you ready?
I am. Now, I listen to this every week, and I do well, and I'll probably do rubbish.
Well, it's easier when you're sitting at home listening to it, isn't it?
It is, indeed.
But as you hopefully won't find out. Okay, if you find one that you don't know, just say pass, and we'll move on.
Okie dokie.
Here we go. 1 minute from now. Now, how is Norma Jean Baker better known?
Marilyn Monroe.
Yes. Who says, not many people know that?
Pat.
Michael Caine. What is 14 minus 9?
5.
Yes. According to the proverb, a little what is a dangerous thing?
Pat.
Knowledge. Who wrote the travel book Himalaya and starred in the television series with the same name?
David Attenborough.
No, Michael Palin. How many sides does a rhombus have?
4.
Yes. Which rock guitarist had a band called The Experience?
Pat.
Jimi Hendrix. Which UK car manufacturer produced the Robin?
Reliant.
Yes. Today is Edge's 48th birthday, but which band does he play guitar for?
Pat.
U2. Which song was a hit for both Buddy Holly and Mudd?
Pat.
Oh boy. Where is the body is the cranium?
Where in the body is the...
Head.
Yes. What is the capital of Norway?
Oslo.
Yes, correct. It is more difficult, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. You got six.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Lovely, thanks very much. Well, we might be back with you later on. You never know, Mark.
Okay.
Not a bad score.
Day.
And you as well, where we could be back with you later on. So there you go. That is the number to beat now. Six. It is more difficult when you're actually on the radio. But can you beat six? We'll find out in the next hour at 7:37, right here at Smooth Radio.
Aircheckdownloads.com.